Okay, so we again are on page 33. Simukuf Lamed Hey Sif Gimel. So we did this very quickly last time we were together. Famous halacha. Kohen Korah b'Torah Rishon, v'Akrav Levi v'Akrav Yisrael. Kohen gets the first aliyah. You might remember a long time ago when we were doing Mishnah Berurah, we were talking about the same idea. The Torah says v'kidashto. And Chazal say that that means, what does it mean, v'kidasho, we should honor, sanctify a Kohen. So he gets the first aliyah. Gets the best, the first shot at the food, and so on and so forth. Now, normally, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if a Kohen wants to be mochel, if he wants to forego his honor, he's allowed to. So, for example, let's say he doesn't want to bench, lead the mezumah. Let's say he doesn't want to get the first piece. Let's say he doesn't want... So he could forego it. The only exception is here. By laning, he can't. In other words, if there's a Kohen, and the Kohen says, no, I don't want to give somebody else. So it's a nice gesture, but he cannot do that. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because the reason why Chazal made it that a Kohen gets the first aliyah is because of Darkei Shalom, because of peace. We'll see soon that really it should be the biggest Talmud Chacham gets the first aliyah. But you can understand the problem.
I'm a bigger dollar. He's a bigger, you know.
So therefore, a Kohen cannot forego his honor to get the first aliyah, because again, the whole reason is because of Shalom. We don't want people to get the fights. So it's really not his prerogative, if you want to say it that way. In this case, it's because of Shalom. We want to make sure there's no problems. So therefore, the Kohen gets the first aliyah. Now, there's a very interesting Shaar HaTzion, which most people don't know. And the Shaar HaTzion Yud Beis, L'Chofetz Chaim, says that this is based upon the Gemara. The Gemara says that this, that a Kohen reads first, and after him a Levi, and after him a Yisrael. And the Gemara says in a shul, in a Beis Knesset. So you would say, so what's like the big deal? So the Chavetz Chaim says it could be Pshan in the Gemara is, and says in a shul, it means because there's usually a lot of people in shul. And since there's a lot of people, and really it should be the Talmud Chacham, the bigger Talmud Chacham gets the first aliyah. So since there's a bunch of people, everybody's going to start, I'm the bigger Talmud Chacham. So therefore we stop that all in its tracks, say no, it's very clear cut, Kohen Levi Yisrael. That's the whole idea. But the Chavetz Chaim says, but how about if you have 10 people davening in a house? Based upon that Gemara, let's say you only have 10 people davening in a house. And, you know, so there's it's not like a throng of people. It's a small group of people. So the Chavetz Chaim says, in that case, it would seem that there's no takana. And therefore, if let's say we have, people davening in somebody's house, or Rachman's on only, an Ovel's house, or let's say whatever the case may be, and then that in that situation, the Kohen says, "Vil nisht, I'll give somebody else an aliyah." So then, there would be no problem, and the Kohen could forego that. And the Chavetz Chaim extends it a little further. Then he says, maybe the same thing applies on Monday and Thursday. In other words, on Shabbos, in a shul, there's a lot of people, so we got this problem of shalom. But maybe on Monday and Thursday, if there are not so many people or less people, so then maybe in that case also. So now, possibly, the Chavetz Chaim says, we have two cases where a Kohen, if he would want to, could be mochel. One is if it's a private minion. Number two is if it's not a private minion, but... second case is Monday and Thursday, maybe. So the Chavetz Chaim says that he brings down a Tosis, and Tosis says, in our day and age, Monday and Thursday is like Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore, and the Chavetz Chaim says, and Baruch Hashem, there's people in shul on Monday and Thursday also. So the Chavetz Chaim says, maybe... that's not a problem. In other words, so question number two is not an issue, because maybe Monday and Thursday, people are around, so in a shul, that's out. But still, the question is, how about if it's a private minion? again, based upon the two things. First of all, the Gemara says a base knesses. It's not a base knesses. Number two, not a lot of people in that minyan. So the Chofetz Chaim says, but the Shulchan Aruch, as we just saw, doesn't differentiate. He doesn't say in a shul, or he doesn't say just on Shabbos. He just says blankly, Kongas, first Levi, Yisrael. So, and the Chofetz Chaim says, so it seems like today the custom is everywhere, under any circumstance, no matter what the case is, a private minion, a public minion, Monday, Thursday, Shabbat, it doesn't make a difference. Cohen always gets the first Aliyah. That's the way the Chofetz Chaim leaves out. But the final step, he says, v'tzar chiyun, it requires thought. So again, it's very interesting. There is an angle, the Chofetz Chaim is saying, especially if you have a private minion in somebody's home, a small minion in somebody's home, it could be, especially on Monday and Thursday, it could be, there's an angle to say that if the Kohen is willing, if the Kohen's mochel, it could be that he could forego that. Again, not that we could force him, but if he on his own says, you know, and that without walking out, it's like, go ahead, give it to somebody else. Okay, here it is. Dao. Haminag ha-pasha sha'afilu Kohen Amo Oretz. The simple custom is, even if the Kohen is an Amo Oretz, Kodem Likros Lifnei Chacham Godol Yisrael. Still, the Amo Oretz Kohen would get an Aliyah before Rav Moshe Feinstein. But that's under the proviso that the Kohen knows how to read. He could follow along in the laning. Not so simple. Rama says, even if he can't read on his own, right? That's the way you say, you got an aliyah, you read on your own. So Rama says, even if he can't read on his own, if he can follow along with the Baal Kor, as we call it, Milo, but Milo, word for word, Sagi b'chak, that would be enough. Kila kamam simkuf lamites. And the machaber can eat she'im eino yachol likros, because if he can't read, heicha chuluvar chal Torah, how can you make a bracha? Okay, so we're going to stop here for today. But I just want to leave you. I don't know if this, so I shouldn't say who, but a very big, who's now a gadol ador, held that. I don't want to say who it is. Held that when Rav Moshe Feinstein used to come to his yeshiva, he held that Rav Moshe Feinstein should get the first aliyah before everyone else, even before the Kohanim. Because, see, again, we'll talk about this a little, because don't forget the Machaber is saying the minhag ha-pashut, the custom is. He's not saying the halacha is, he's saying the custom is. Okay, the Machaber is saying that, so that's what. But again, you have to bear in mind that we see already this is not so simple. But again, let's say, again, let's take it even further, really, what the Machaber is saying. Lifnei Chacham Gadol Yisrael, in front of big Chacham in Klal Yisrael. But let's say, like Rav Moshe Feinstein was a muflug, you know, Bedoro. He was like exceptional, right, off the charts. So then, again, this now Gadol Ador held, that Rav Moshe, I don't think it ever worked, as far from what I hear. Because when they were about, so Rav Moshe would say no. So I hate to be the gabbai in that case, right? You know, you're stuck. Right? You're really stuck. But as far as I know, it never happened. But the halachic debate is a very interesting concept in and of itself. Yes, Mr. Magid.
When choosing somebody to leave Birkas HaMazon, if you have a Kohen who's not learned, who stumbled through.
Yeah, no, right. We're not talking, well, in a way, we are going to talk about that. In other words, that's exactly what